Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Usher,
Nicki Minaj. Hey, we got some new music first. That joint was fresh. It's 9:05. Coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. What it do? Inside of Hump Day Wednesday. Relationship Wednesday is what we call it. Hey, tonight's topic, teamwork makes the dream work. Hey, that was a tight, dynamic duo right there again, Usher and Nicki Minaj. All the way live from the DMV, spinning them. Save James. Hey, what up, dude?
What's good with you, man? Yo, that Usher album sound like it's going to be pretty damn thorough, son. Whenever the joint, if it ain't out yet, I don't do R&B too much, but this one I may have to get a few joints off of there.
Hey, that's two bangers back to back.
Two bangers.
Those
that's two
right there super fresh. Super fresh. Hey, speaking of new music, hey, be on the lookout for, hey, don't front on me. I ain't tripping. Be on the lookout for Percy Miller. He got a new project coming out.
Oh, snap. Him and Joe Beef doing a collabo.
Percy Miller. And listen, since we're talking about fresh new music, hey, Common got a new joint that just released. Common. Hey, so.
I didn't load that one.
Hey, check out Common. All the way live from Plant City. She like Percy Miller. Give it up for Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Hello, everyone.
Percy Joe Beast got to be popping.
Oh, my God. Now Percy featuring Joe Beast. I am done. I'm done now. The rest of the night done. Ooh, that was a good one.
Charlotte, North Carolina brings us Madam CeeLo Boston. Chiming in. What up? Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Oh, my God. With Percy. Yeah, I'm past
get out of here with Percy.
Real.
Get out of here with Percy. Ain't nobody buying that. I heard today that Percy is getting ready to do a 3-part biopic on his own life. It's not necessary that you give us three separate parts.
He owed it.
Percy's been through some stuff, man. Percy's been through some things, man.
Come on, man.
Hey,
for real.
For people who have no idea who Percy Miller is, wondering what the hell are we talking about? We're talking about,
See,
I knew him as the original Ice Cream Man. That's how I know before the Na-Na-Na came out. I knew him as Ice Cream
Master
Man.
Master P.
Hell yeah. The hell out of here.
Yeah, ain't nobody checking for that right now.
I lost 20 pounds of baby fat dancing in Master P.
I rocked the Percy in my lifetime. I'm not even going front, but I'm going to speak for myself. He's going to have to do something really incredible for me to be excited. And at this point, I'm not at the thought of the anticipation building to get to the project. So, yeah,
well, listen, this is the reality. This is the reality of this is why it's not far-fetched, even though I know it sounds crazy when you say, like, really, is your life that serious that it could be stretched out in 3 parts? Guess what? To date right now, Google him. Percy Miller is still, he is in the top 5 of today, the highest paid rapper in history right now.
That's
today.
True. Yes. And he's a very shrewd businessman. I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to require 3 parts.
He is old now.
He's going to tell you every damn thing. I'm just saying. He was old.
That's all I have to say about that, though.
Whatever.
That's true. He was old as hell. He was in his mid-30s when he got his start.
Right.
His
official start, he was in his
mid-30s. Hey, it's Relationship Wednesday, everybody. Tonight's topic, teamwork makes the dream work. And clearly the team is here tonight. Hey, we'll be right back. Madam CEO Boston, thanks for joining us on time, baby.
Oh, shook it, tuck it now.
She got up off the flow.
Hey.
She took the hit an hour early, that's all it was.
It's not a
do that.
Yeah. And hit records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that mom. Figure it out, just simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fake. But I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all motherfuckers, man, this is not a love song. This a stripper on a mink rug song. This a some boys forever hold a grudge song. Pop some champagne in a tub song. Just because song.
Hey, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophies. Trophies. And they don't have no award for that. Don't come with trophies. Ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed to.
I go to dreams with a suitcase. I got my whole country on a new way. She like, I heard all your stay where you stay. Hop so big, I haven't seen them boys in 2 days. I use a walkie-talkie just to get a beverage. I saw my parents split up right after the wedding. That told my ass to stay committed, f***ing credit. Check the numbers, I'm the one who really get it. I told y'all motherfuckers, man, this shit's not a love song. This is doing me and only God can judge song. I do not know what the f*** you thought it was song. Pop some champagne in a tub song. Just because song.
Hey, what's the move? Can I tell the truth? If I was doing this for you, then I have nothing left to prove. Nah, this for me though. I'm just trying to stay alive and take care of my people. And they don't have no award for that. Trophies. Trophies. And they don't have no award for that. Don't come with trophies, ain't no envelopes to open. I just do it cause I'm supposed to.
Hyman Radio, live 9:12 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General all up here in studio on Relationship Wednesday Hump Day,
what
if
up?
You will.
Ain't nobody humping around.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Bobby in his prime.
917-889-3926. Hey, teamwork makes the dream work. Hey, we normally talking about relationships that deal, you know, with intimacy in some way, shape, or form. But tonight we're talking about business relationships. Hopefully, scheduled guest, the one and only Curtis Edelton and Sleepy Green, who are back. I believe up north Philly, New York area, from their Miami adventure.
Atlanta.
Excuse me. There was a whole group of folk from Philly down in
those,
Miami.
Yeah, those were sleepy folks. Yeah.
So they're back. Well, one, I want to pause and say congratulations to Sleep. Sleepy actually signed on a brand new crib today in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So congrats. He is a homeowner in the ATL. He and Kurt were supposed to stop past tonight, hang out to talk about the power of business relationships and how their teamwork is really making their dream a reality. And again, to the point to where I saw a post where Sleepy posted earlier, said he actually came from Philly to Atlanta with a car full of clothes, no money, no job, you know, and you know, years later, he's a homeowner, and it came all out of hard work. But again, he didn't do it alone. it's the power of relationships and teamwork that, that really makes the dream work. I'm a witness to that. I can't do this without you all. Your sweat equity, you know, that you invest right here alongside me. You know, I can do it by myself, but I know for a fact it's not what, you know, hey, again, it takes a team. So I say thank you to each and every one of you for your contribution to what you do here, because our teamwork collectively absolutely makes the dream work. And we talked about some of that, you know, down in South Beach as we were sipping and, yeah, and just enjoying. It was straight business, though. straight business, but we got down to the nitty-gritty of why we do this and why people listen to this and why we're 90,000 strong right now, you know. Yeah. And it is absolutely what each and every one of us bring to the table. Thank you.
You are welcome, sir.
No doubt, no doubt.
It is my pleasure.
Exactly.
No doubt.
We say
it's not always easy. You don't always like, you know, perspectives always, but you have to look to a common ground a lot of times. I've seen friends fall out. How many of you had friends that you literally fell out with and you still not cool with right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or people that you considered friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens.
It does. Or even with the ones that, you know, you're the closest to, you may fall out in some aspect and not talk or speak or, you know, see each other or what have you for a while. And then, you know, it rolls all back right where it left off.
But what prevents you from always, and when I say you, each and every one of you on this panel tonight, what prevents you from always taking a higher road, being the better person, the more mature person? What prevents that?
Pride.
That's honest. Say it depends on what they did. I mean, I like to try to take the higher road, but if it was something that was like real grindballish, you know, that can allow me to kind of steer clear for the rest of our time.
I don't have the energy for it. I mean, the hell, I don't have the energy.
No, it depends on the relationship level to me. If it's worth it to me, I'll fight for it. You know,
if you wouldn't have fell out in the first place. I have a friend of mine that have we matched, I mean, came to a point of different opinions? Yes. Argue? No. Never even raised voices at each other. And we've been in a lot of different situations together. That, to me, is that most of the friends that I have that are close, we've never argued about anything. Disagreed, yes, but not argued about nothing. It shouldn't be that hard.
I mean, sometimes it is.
The power of successful relationships are not just important in our personal lives, but they're essential. I think in any situation that we want to be successful in, I really don't care even if you want to get the dude to wash your car, you know, down on a corner. It still has to be a win-win. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't want him to steal, you know, your $20 bill, that's under your little glove compartment. It has to be a win-win. It has to be a benefit. So the relationship has to be mutual and above board, whether it's an intimate one, you know, just a mutual, you know, passing by, or, you know, a business one. It has to be win-win. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have at least one of our guests already on the line, I believe.
Yeah, his mic is open.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from South Beach, Florida, such a gracious host. We appreciate you, man. Introduce yourself to the world. Thanks for stopping past. Taking time out your busy schedule, homeowner, sir.
Hey, welcome. I appreciate being here this Sleepy Green and fresh from South Beach. So, you know, I appreciate coming on the show, you guys coming out, and, you know, I'm running around on a million things right now, but I had to take time out to join my family on the Mr. Kalani.
Hey, man. Hey, we appreciate you for stopping past. We're not going to keep you, bro. No, you got a lot going on. Just shared that you signed on the dotted line today, became a brand new homeowner, man. Congrats.
Yes,
thank you, man. I appreciate it. It's been a 2-year plan that I set out on to kind of change my think process. Instead of driving the most expensive cars and wasting money, I was like, let me buy myself a house instead of doing this stuff the other route.
Very smart.
Absolutely. Hey, Sleep. We not going to keep you really, man. But I just want to get down to just jump right to it. What it takes to execute a plan is massive. Is No Sleep Weekend requires superb teamwork. I saw the post of the team, and it's good to see young African American males working together to make things happen. But how did that come together? Where did the dream start?
Well, last year, me and my business partner Curtis Boogie, we actually partnered up with another group of people called Occupy South Beach, and it was mainly people from New York City, and they did like mainly a New York function. So while we were down there, me and him was talking like how we can. It would be much better. We can bring different groups of people together from different cities and kind of expand it. And the people from New York was trying to do their own thing, so we just kind of separated, and we decided to do a separate weekend. So we put our heads together, and we came up with promoters, with some of the top promoters from different cities that had their own following, and people that, based on their personalities, we knew that they would be open to, making this happen in a short period of time. To be honest with you, we only had about 3 months to make this happen. So it all happened in like 3 months. So, you know how hard it is to get everybody on the same page and coordinate conversations. So between us, it was a process, and mainly, just coming up with coordinated times and making sure everybody checked their egos at the door, and we all put our hands together for one common goal to make sure everybody had fun also.
Before we go any further, let's just go ahead and welcome the other, another ego into the conversation. Kurt Boogie, what up, man? Again.
What's up, man? You're having the cues, man. I'm VIP, baby. I don't do cues.
My fault, son.
Hey,
the last
time
I'm yelling,
they
got me
in
the queue like I'm a standby.
Oh, my God.
That is not what happened.
I had you in general entry. No VIP.
Thank
you,
Mike.
General population. Not
at all. You VIP all day on this.
Always.
Charge VIP for me all day.
Hey, I want to say congratulate to my brother, man, for signing those on a dotted line today.
Yeah.
A proud homeowner. I feel like a proud father.
You're my father, killer. You're not a proud father. Really, a brother, buddy.
Nah,
you're never older than me, killer.
Thank
you,
man.
I appreciate it.
We talked. We first met about dreams. Mm-hmm. Big dreams come true. And he made one of his today, man. I'm proud of him. Happy for him, man. Some good stuff.
Yeah, that's
awesome. I appreciate
awesome.
It. Thanks. Definitely appreciate it.
What's next on the agenda?
First of all, we're already thinking about next year, how we're going to make it bigger and better next year. We're doing a yacht party, and it's going to be phenomenal next year. We got so many
what?
Plans.
No, tell so many secrets.
We're listening. We're not going to get too much. All right, let me stop.
Yeah,
we're not going to get too much. But next year going to be a little bit, it's going to be epic next year. We got a big plan.
It doesn't matter, because if they stay tuned right here, they're going to hear the promos on TM Hyman Radio exclusively.
Right.
So,
right.
It don't
matter. But now next year, we have our same weekly event that we're doing, and actually there's a new venue that's opening up in Atlanta on Labor Day weekend called Capture, and there's a new nightclub that's opening up. It's super nice. Like it's a multi-level, five-star venue. So we'll be promoting there. And also, we have our same weekly event, Sunday Fundies at Cafe Circa. We also do with daytime parties at Buckhead Bottle Bar also. So, we got a lot of things on the agenda. We stay busy.
Yeah.
Yo, next time I'm in Atlanta, man, I'm looking y'all up, B, for real, since I ain't make it out there to South Beach, man. Just save James over here. I got fam out in Atlanta. I go check every so often. Every
I can't believe you didn't make South Beach, man. I can't
Son,
believe
it was
that,
some
man.
It was some last-minute stuff, man, that came up that was beyond my control.
I really couldn't
shake and move the way I normally
do. Don't make
do.
Them cry. Hey, don't make them
yeah,
cry.
Son, I was in pain.
Please.
I was in excruciating pain all weekend
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
These pictures, these posts.
We caught the wrath already. We caught the wrath.
I had about 75 friends text me and call me like, living follow, is following the Instagram. Like, oh my God, what, y'all was down. Oh, I can't believe I missed it.
Speaking of Instagram, we're going to pause. Come right back. Got a few more questions for you guys because we want to make sure people really understand the power of teamwork and what's required just to make big things pop off. We're going to give Facebook, Instagram, Twitter when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Boogie, Sleepy Green, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Relationship Wednesday. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yep.
Hey, stop playing with that.
All right.
We chase alone. You leave him alone.
Car.
Jump off a bridge, first round draft pick. Hit a stay in the field on that poor side of town. Grinding to pay our bills, they hate to see you flourish. So I draw the curtains, I'm so high up in the sky that my eye won't get no service. Democracy be the dope, community in the choke. The water just caught his case, he was looking for it. Pope, count your blessings. Lighters
yeah.
on the dresser, I scoped at a whole body. So yes, I'm well invested.
From Fig Row to the airport to them Iceland. Head to London, then to Paris, double sold out shows. Then I fell asleep in my sailor ride and woke up stunt mode. And just recent, my teeth is got disco ball glow. Throwing shots, but I'ma dodge them all, you can't touch this. Don't believe in my name involved in some punch. Half a mil a week, crib by the beach, got bankroll. Got booty cheeks, good neck though. Hold up, hold up, hold up. This game we play, you can't control us. Hold up, hold up, hold up. They knew it's just the way we pulled up. Hold up, hold up, hold up. My butt shape look Coca-Cola. Hold up, hold up. Wheels on joints, my wolves be rolled up. Hold up, hold up.
How do I define nasty, ghastly? Explain Esco, plain and simple. With a red bone and a benzo, sipping Exo. From the Don to Godson, the project prophet, the live one, the father of destiny, Knights Pops, Will's man, Jungle's brother. Girl, I house you like the Jungle Brothers. Understand, I shine before y'all time. I've been outside when Tila Rock invented rhymes, when Benetton and BBS's on Tenet Sobs was getting robbed. I'm 20 in, still outside, don't ask for That part stuff from here on, that half moon is that Nas cut. We venom, that's venom, that's venom. Ask any mass appeal, history, Henny sippers, let's get it. Let's get it.
Hey yo, Wiz, come meet me out in Vegas. The new release is coming out at 12 and Young Rob. We gotta stay fresh, play boy.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. We them boys.
We them boys.
Keys to my state, put the cheese inside the safe. Drink it by the case, that be the reason why they hate. Fresh up out of cell, to the seats of private planes. Roll at least an ounce a day, smoking weed is my escape. Pedal to the floor, make sure my n***a straight. Every city state, I'm trying to break the piggy bank. Some them get put on, some them get played. Take another selfie, watch my lawyer beat the case. We them boys.
Hold up, we them boys.
Radio Live, and that was the Weedem Boys remix with a lot of people on it. I have no idea.
A gang of
guys. Over here on the East Coast, that makes it 6:31 p.m. on the West Coast. Everybody in the middle, y'all figure it out. If y'all just joining us, we are rocking with Mr. Edelton and Mr. Sleepy Green over here doing big things. Y'all just came from Miami. We missed it, but, you know, half of the team made it. So, you know, we were still represented out there.
No doubt.
I don't like that one time they painted people. Yeah, not really feeling that. Who are you going to say, Tim?
All right.
I said rooftop hopping.
Yep.
Oh, rooftop hopping.
Yep.
So what?
Pretty much.
Oh, come on. Don't go on the experience with me, say.
Pretty much.
Rooftop hopping,
bottle popping.
Hey, and so, you know, we just going to kick it up a notch, Sleep and Kirk. Why don't you share with the people the Instagram and the Twitter and the Facebook so they can see it for themselves?
My Instagram is Kurt Boogie, CURTBOOGIE. Same as Twitter, Kurt Boogie Promo on Twitter, and Edelton Events on Twitter also.
And my Instagram is Sleepy Green, SLEEPY, the color green, all one word. Also, same thing on Facebook, Sleepy Green. And check out my clothing line, NoSleepLifestyle.com.
That's right. And we didn't get shirts. Very disappointed we didn't get shirts.
I'll send out some shirts down. I just need to get some addresses, and I'll mail you out some shirts. That's not a problem.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Work. Hey, fellas, we're talking about teamwork in the dream. Certainly you all share vision. But help us to understand what are some of the keys to keep the business, the personal, and the emotional, stuff that comes in the middle, at minimum. What's the key to making it work? Because I know sometimes personalities collide, concepts, don't quite mesh. Help us to understand what makes the dream work.
I know, I'd like to see touched on this a little bit earlier. With this particular group we had this year, I mean, maturity is a big factor. Maturity and respected. Everybody was respected of each individual's what they bring to the table. You know, each one of us did everything in our own city, and everybody respected that. So everybody kind of played a role on the team. You know, different roles, and everybody kind of worked collectively. And that was very good. No egos. No, if we had a decision or so everybody didn't agree, we took a vote. Unanimous one, of course. and just, you know, it's the rock on. Everybody had a common goal, basically have a good event, bring people from out of town to Miami, have a successful weekend, and make a little cash on the side. So, I mean, that was the common goal, and everybody fell in line with it. So, it, you know, became a good weekend.
Let me ask this. How difficult was it to define those roles for everyone? Because, like you said, you're working with a diverse group of promoters from different areas, so everyone does things in different ways. You know, how...
I think, you know, this is Sleep. I'm going to jump in on this one. Because we all got different personalities, it wasn't like you play this role, you play this role, you play this role. It was more like everybody being kind of going in the lane they're comfortable in, and then their roles kind of got defined based upon your personality. So instead of us trying to have, like, one person be the boss, it was like, if I talk a lot or I'm more aggressive, then, like, all right, Sleep, you can handle this part. Kirk more of a, you know, the businessman up front. And, you know, everybody had roles that were defined about what our greatest strengths were.
Right.
So, and then if it was areas that needed to be addressed, then somebody just picked it up. Like, all right, somebody needs to handle the owners of the club. We're going to take that role. And then somebody would just volunteer. Mm-hmm. So I think instead of taking the normal approach that most organizations take where they dictate somebody being a captain or a leader, we took a different approach. We all respect each other, that we're all bosses in our own cities. We all have our own following, and let you just be comfortable doing what you do best, and whoever wants to pick up the extra roles and pick it up. And it worked out well.
Right?
Yeah,
it worked out well.
It flowed
very smoothly.
Right.
For me, as a promoter, as an organizer, a producer, to go to events and they flow smooth, it's cool. When you go to events and there's hiccups, it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, but for me, I kind of came with no expectation. But at the end of the day, what I could say about the entire weekend was it was well organized. When people just do what they say they're going to do, business typically is successful. And so I commend you dudes on not just, you know, doing what you said you were going to do based on the hospitality piece with the radio show, but just as far as the advertisement, you know, sometimes, you know, you know, as a promoter, we can sell it on paper. Mm-hmm. We can sell the visual.
Right.
But when the rubber meets the road, you know, people think they're going to end up on South Beach. They end up on Alligator Alley on a bus. Stuck.
All right.
You thought you was going to South Beach, you know, because the promoters was janky. You know, there was nothing janky about the promotions, about the event. And again, the proof is in the pudding at the end of the day. Again, homie didn't sign on the dotted line today. He's a homeowner, popping his collar. Congratulations, congratulations again. Fellas.
And pop in the bottle of that Clico, if I saw correctly in the Instagram post. Is that what that was?
That was a gift from the realtor. She made a nice little bit of money off that sale today. She was happy.
I know that's right. That's
hey,
the least
so he,
you can
hey,
add
so, so what that means is he just brought a crib. He brought a crib.
Yeah.
A crib.
Yeah.
That's our location. I got a condo in the city. It's all location. I could
absolutely.
I want to live in location. You know, I like the city life.
Right. So, and that's your real quick. Let me ask you a quick question, real quick. Where it's like, you say just cop the crib out there. Is it like near that West Paces Ferry area of Buckhead? Because I know the kind of houses that's out there.
It's right. It's a couple blocks from Lenox Mall. So they have, you know, they build houses.
Yeah, I know. I know what's out there, homie.
They're building this new area called the Shops of Buckhead. That's going to be the first time in the South they have high-end store like Hermes. They're going to have a Christian Louboutin store, Gucci. Like,
is that over there by the Finley's Basement? Is they building it behind the Finley's Basement over there?
They're building it right on Peachtree. I mean, I live right on Peachtree Street.
Say no more. I know the area well. Say no more. I know what you're doing.
Wow.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this.
Good job.
So, it was more so that I wanted to move, but also it was an investment property because I know that for the next couple of years,
because of the new shops up here, all the property's going to go up. And
yeah.
I'll be able to
yeah.
my money.
No, that's a power move. A power move.
You straight for life, homie. Straight for life with that one.
Hey, yeah, Dave, let's pause for the cause. We got health and wellness coming up with Ms. Dee Dee Willingham live out of VA. She's standing by. Hey, what up, Dee Dee? We're going to pause, come right back. Hey, TM Hama Radio Live, it's 9:40. We'll be back.
Dee Dee.
I found it, Gina. I found it.
Thank you.
Jigga. Molly Mom.
At times, you can find me in the city spinning, or in the studio touching the track up like pretty women, spitting venom with the snake skinsin'. Apply the pressure to you and your mentin', damage I do career ending. Y'all know what I'm representing. Fun, extra low, got a 1 on 10 next to dough. Y'all best to know I'm not alone, ma. Music, menage a trois with Shy and I, ha ha.
Girl, it's been so long, girl, without you.
Say what?
And I swear I hate living without you. Need some peace of mind, I've been fine without you. Tomorrow won't come if I spend the night without you.
Here. I don't keep my ones here. It's unlikely that you see whitey, but if you slip up and hit up, we could split up. Play a hater, not at all. I don't play those games. You got beef with Jigga? With Jigga, say my name. You shy?
I see the thing. I need someone. I'm my own. Just to hold it. There's someone. Will stay with me forever. Be that someone.
In the smash like cider, rocker, fella and shy money, trying to see God money. They want a piece of your love. I want that leaf the dove, milk cake, feel straight. What have we here? Cartier, ill face on the highway, accompanied by friends. First the range, then the legs, then the buggy I bend. Aha.
On the coast. What up to my homies out there in Los Angeles, California, 944 New York City. TM coming to you live from Tampa tonight. Hey, I don't know if you all follow this whole new thing with the preachers of L.A., but it's coming back, and I believe 10 o'clock is on. So right after we're done, hey, check out the preachers of L.A. Yo, these dudes are off the chain. 9:44, all the way live from VA. Give it up for our health and wellness expert, Dee Dee Willingham.
What's happening? What's happening, family? Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey, D.
Hey. Well, I'm not to keep everybody because I know, you know, we didn't cut our time, so I'm going to get right to the point. Tonight, it is my pleasure to bring you health and wellness on this Hump Day Wednesday from the one and only and my very own princess, Daisha Willingham. And tonight, she will be discussing how you can have family fun activities and get your exercise as well. So I'll just say thank you and give a big round of applause for Ms. Daisha Willingham.
Yay, Daisha.
What up, Deja?
Nothing but just tea.
What
so
up,
today when you do the family bike, you can do family bike rides, and you don't have to always think of it as exercise. Just to take a family bike ride around the block a few times to also be fun. You can go to the park, go running. As long as you're having fun outside, make mud pies, mud soup. Anything that involves activities outside. And you need to go outside because the sun, it provides vitamin D, which it leads to strong teeth and strong bones. Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
Aw, okay.
Wait a minute, Deja. You got to tell me what else to put in that mud pie and in that mud soup, girl. Listen.
Yeah, I need to know that, too.
What else do you put in your mud pie and your mud soup?
I put coriander. I put oregano, all the different spices, and I put some chicken.
Oh, she's chefing it up now. I know that's right.
Right.
Yo, that's a mud pie you ain't ever had before.
Let me get a double of that.
That was beautiful. We're going to apply some of those exercises to have some family fun. Thank you very much, Mama. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, I need more vitamin D in my life.
DM Hyman, love the kids.
Make sure I keep all my strength up in the right places.
That's right.
Yeah.
Vitamin D.
Yes, sir. Hey, we're going to pause. Come right back. Now. Health and Wellness live out of VA.
And it's ironic that he said pause, isn't it?
You know, look how that worked out. You know what I'm saying? It's inevitable. Come back in one piece.
We'll be back.
Be right back.
Moji, Bobby, Josh. Moji, Bobby, Josh.
Yes.
Moji, Bobby, Josh. Moji, Bobby, Josh.
You are now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
Hey, word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in a project.
Ooh.
Hey, don't wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
Wipe a nigga out like an outbreak.
Wipe him out.
Chopper started busting, made the house shake.
Grah.
The sweeter than a pound cake.
Keep the eyes on your chin, better watch what your mouth say.
Watch it. Lean with the footballs, got a little trippin'.
Thanks.
Hey. Keep sippin'. Dirty 8K with the beam on it.
Dirty.
Clip so long, I can lean on it.
Long.
Free my nigga, fly behind bars.
Free him.
Move 100 pounds for a lawyer, beat the charge.
Beat it.
Pack tech down, run the ballet, muscle fall. If a nigga try to rob, hit him with the hoe.
Boom.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in a project.
Ooh.
Hey, don't wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby,
Josh. Okay, we started catching felonies and bank
hits. What?
Riding through the hood in a hot bar.
Right.
And now to see it in the SWAT, had a trap house. Every day, click, school, clear.
Turn it.
I got a pocket on the bankroll.
Hey.
Anybody try me, I'ma let the thing go. Bust. Put a whole clip through your tango, cousin, when your homie gone like it, but you can't do nothing. Came through, busting every set that you violated mandatory, bet that.
What?
So like Smith for what you pushing, weird, weird. Now the undercover ass people look at you, then. Catch me with the OGs hanging,
yeah.
OZs slanging,
okay.
Side phone, double cut, cold
drink.
You running for me, wrong, be banging, meet you at the car road, what they gon' be singing out of.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
I'm a real OG.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
West side.
They don't wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no flaws in my
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no
sinks in my OG, Bobby, Josh.
You already know I'm about to do
OG,
this.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
What? You should go and get him like Denzel.
Denzel.
How you think I put him in the zone?
Static on your line, I'm like flight.
Yo, Jake Aaron. Sold me a phone.
Hold on
the thing, we feel dead and dying. She got Aaron. Now that's enticing.
Woo.
Me, you, your homegirl, your other homegirl. At the Ritz Carlton, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I ain't never been a snitch, yet them bricks got me wrist. Hope to die, yeah, I crossed my heart. Then I hit honest with a chain so bright you would thought I was afraid of the dog.
Hey.
Earth stripes just like a zebra. That soft white and bows a reefer. Thinking like Arthur Blank. In the Haynes white beater. Remember one time grandma walked in my room like, boy, what you got right there?
Yeah.
I said I ain't gon' lie, damn new. Old pie, crooked way to be a millionaire. Home season, the ball off, nigga. Right back to ballin', nigga. Grindin' me and off of no C. Never play them pole league game, you won't hear my name. Type shoot, make you an OG.
OG. Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hangin' with the killers in the project.
Boom.
They don't wanna keep quiet.
This shoot.
Catch a nigga slippin' from behind.
Who better?
Boom. OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey,
9:51 p.m. here on TM Hyman Radio. Your girl Hot Chocolate, Faith James, Madam CeeLo Boston, CeeDee Willingham, and the General himself also joining us. Sleepy Green, we had to let him go. He has some things to do. But once again, congratulations on the new home signing, and check out No Sleep Lifestyle, his clothing line. Still joining us, Curtis Edelton, Edelton Events. My cousin by association, you know, always got to claim somebody. and little Chase back there, I hear in the background. Hey, Chase. That's Curtis's son. But wanted to give you an opportunity to give your contact information one more time. Let the listeners know what you have going on in Atlanta currently and if you have anything else coming up here soon.
Yeah, right now in Atlanta I have each and every Saturday at Bucket Bottle Bar. Actually, this was last Saturday. This Saturday is about to relocate to Midtown, ludicrous old restaurant called Straits. They don't close that building, so we're about to relocate, start back up there in a couple weeks. But we have each Sunday fun days at Cafe Circa, 3 to 10.
And that's the rooftop joint, right?
Yeah. Yep. Free all day, all night. It's one of the number one leading day parties, Sunday day parties in the city.
Where else are you going to find a free rooftop party in Atlanta?
Right,
that's why I'm saying I'm coming to check you out when I get out there, homie. I got both of y'all numbers.
You don't have to do all that extra stuff. You just come on and have a good time, man.
And it's always popping. Always. There's always some nice celebrity sightings.
What we do is we can just go ahead and schedule a live broadcast from the
Cafe Circa.
And we just, you know, just blow it out to where you just can't even move in the place.
Hey.
Which it's pretty much that now.
Yeah, you might have to find you a spot in the back. We got to make a spot for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
I need you to make a spot. Definitely make a spot for me.
Yeah, we'll make a spot for you. That's no problem.
For us.
That's not a problem at all.
I need a hat. I don't need nobody to
stop me. I can drive to Atlanta. You ain't got to worry about that. I can drive to Atlanta. I do that in 9 hours in my sleep.
Right.
Make sure you got a ramp cause for CeeLo Boston, a ramp of good access.
Again, hey, appreciate you, man, for the hospitality. Thank you for the work that you're doing to create, you know, just real pure, safe, fun entertainment without a bunch of shenanigans. Much success to you, brother.
I appreciate some people
talking about it. You know, your cast is doing it, making it happen. So,
absolutely.
We're looking forward to the partnership and doing some things in a major way going forward.
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely nice meeting you on a one-on-one, talking to you that Saturday night, just, you know, kicking it with you for a minute. Put a name on the face, and we definitely appreciate y'all coming and supporting our weekend. And that's what we,
and
that's what we try to do.
Shout out to the young lady that bought those six bottles of Moet on the rooftop of the vendor. Shout out to her.
That was much love. She didn't want us to leave. She didn't want us to leave. She wanted to get the entire show like sloppy over the top, but we had to go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn it, man. But much love to you, though. We're going to be in touch. She's going to do the show here. She's actually
a real estate management,
I'm going to call her expert
in
Miami. She also manages Tampa here, property here in Tampa, Florida. So we definitely appreciate the love because it was popping all night.
Wow.
Damn it, man.
Bananas. And I was particularly impressed at the fact that I found my new stylist for TM Hyman Radio and in real life at the No Sleep Lifestyle event, who is here local in Tampa Bay. So aside from TM Hyman and I, you know, being on separate ends.
She's also coming on the show because she was hilarious.
Oh, yes. I was impressed at that fact. So not only did you have promoters from everywhere, you had people from everywhere that came to Miami just to attend. It was awesome.
All right. Kurt, the same time next year, bro, just to prepare people for putting their dollars, if they just put $2 away right now every day, you know, they'll be well taken care of for this time next year.
Actually, summertime, if you're taking a trip to Miami, summertime is actually cheaper than you go in wintertime.
Yeah.
Than you go in wintertime. Plus, our weekend events, we gave people four good quality events for a good price. $125 a price. It was actually, early birds was like $80. So, I mean, you just have to jump on that. And if anybody knows Miami, if you go out to Miami, just to enter a club, it's going to be like $40, $50. Then when you go outside, you want to get a drink, it's $20.
And don't go to Live because you're going to pay $100.
Right, it's $100. So, I mean, where else can you go to Miami and go to four quality events for that price? Nowhere. So
key word, quality.
Quality, exactly.
And again, it has our stamp of approval. Going forward. So we're ready to help you to, again, take it to the next level next year. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for rocking with us tonight. Kurt, Boogie, Sleepy Green, teamwork absolutely makes the dream work. Hey, thanks for hanging out. We're back Friday, 9 p.m. Hey,
one last thing before I go. I want to give a shout-out to our co-promoters, Take Home Entertainment, all the time, Turner, Clarence, DJ Biggs, our brothers out there in Philly, Cousin E, and other brother here in Atlanta. I am Jimmy the Gent. They all was on the weekend and helped to make the weekend a successful event. I appreciate y'all. DJ O'Meezy, DJ Feezy, DJ LS1, and Room Service Lounge and Congress
Hotel.
Congress Hotel Rooftop.
Word.
Yep.
No doubt. Hey, thanks for making it happen, everybody.
Teamwork.
Us home.
We out.
Make the dream work. Yeah.
Whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out on Friday.
Peace.
I want to give a special shout out to my little man Isaac. He just turned 6 today. Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Isaac!
Oh, happy birthday, boo!
Yeah, man.
Your
little man birthday next Saturday. So, Leo.
Hey, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
We was both getting it in around the same time of year, brother.
Yeah, my God.
Good night. We are that crew, that team, that network. TM Hyman, the General, me, Regina. Yes. Oh my gosh, Madam Boston, Salty Man, Save James.
Salty ass. How about that?
DD Willingham, Toya Nokia. See you on Friday.
I'm
not Sugarfoot's cousin. I hate you.
Go ahead and drop it, Dave.
Sugarfoot's cousin. I hate you.
Niggas got jokes. I just had it. Okay, all right. Let's go on with this then. I'll see y'all Friday.
Good night, everybody.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
Swag King.
DJ Khaled.
Can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging on the floor. Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to meet me without no draws. Dinner with Anna Winter, racing with Anya Rubik. I told you motherfuckers it was more than the music in the project one day, the project one way. We done heard all that loud ass talking, we used to it. I'm from where shorty fuck up, double cup up.